Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is Saturday, August the 19th, 2017, a little after 9 a.m. I just want to say thank God for another day, another year, another chapter in my life. On August the 17th, I had another birthday that God allowed me to live on to see another day. And I'm just thankful and I'm grateful for it, and I'd like to thank everybody for your well wishes, your birthday wishes, your love, your kindness, any way you reached out to me, I received it, and it filled my heart. It overjoyed my heart. So I just wanted to say thank you. Well, today I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to go into the message. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as humbly as I know how, Father God, to thank you for this day, to thank you for this appointed day, Father God. Asking, Father God, that you will come and have your way, Father God. Not my will, but your will be done, Father God. Bless your word to go forward, Father God, that will bless someone as they walk along their journey, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me this time and opportunity to come ever before your people as a servant of to them, Father God, and as a servant of yours, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Now I ask, Father God, that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I'll be careful to give you the praise for all things, Father God. Thanking you for the divine connection, divine appointment, Father God. Thank you for the heart that's open to receive your word this morning, Father God. Thank you for everything, Father God, knowing that you are the Almighty God, that you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, that there's nothing too big and there's nowhere that you are not and there's nothing that you cannot hear. And we are not too far that you can't reach us. And I thank you for that, Father God. Thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray as I plead the blood of Jesus and ask that all hindrance and all tenders that will come this way be bound right now and sent back to the pits of hell from which it came from. Thanking you, Father God, for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Yes. I am excited about today. As I said, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just want to share a little with you on this weekend. Okay. I will be coming out of Psalms 37, 4 and 5. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. 5, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Praise God. See, we have to just trust in God. Just trust in God. Just delighting in God. Just connecting with God. Just having a divine connection with him. To have a relationship with him. So you can get to him, so you can talk to him when you need him. Delight, and the message today is just delight thyself in the Lord. Just delight yourself in him. Take time out for him. Learn how to, when you start praying, learn how to be silent after the prayer so you can get your assignment to get what he wants you to do in this particular instance. If you're in trouble, just say your prayer and then get silent so you can hear the stillness of his voice when he directs you or when he comes to give you peace in the midst of your storm. We have to learn how to learn how to do is to calm down, because we are so busy praying and asking for things and he's giving us the answer, but we're over-talking the answer. So let us settle down so we can hear him when he speaks to us and be open to do what he said. You know, because God has an answer for everything that happens to us. We're not going to go through anything alone, because that's why it tells us in Psalms 23 and 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. If he's your shepherd, he will do, he's going to take care of us. We are inheritance of him, and he has not forgotten about us. We just have to go ahead and delight ourselves in him. And as we delight ourselves in him, we'll watch him bring things to pass. And then as you go continue, then you are doing what you are supposed to be doing. If he has assigned you to do something at this particular season, be doing it. If he has just told you to pray, pray. If he's just told you to shake hands, shake hands. Whatever God has told you to do in this season, do it with a delight. Do it with a servant's heart. Do it because you want to walk in obedience to him and that you are for the kingdom of God and not unto man. Please God. If you please God, God would even make your enemies be at peace with you. So delight yourself in the Lord and watch God give you the desires of your heart. Whatever your desires is, that lines up with the will of him. See, we forget to think about the will of God when we say, Lord, you're not giving my desires, but he's going to give you the desires of your heart according to his will. It's his will, because, you know, if you're praying for God's will to be fulfilled in your life, I pray for God's will to be fulfilled in my life. I ask God that whatever I'm doing in this season, If it's wrong and it's not right, I'm asking him to block it, even if it's me. If it's people, whoever's in the way of hindering me from hearing what God has told me to do and walking in obedience to him, then I'm asking God, if that's a hindrance for me, I'm asking him to block it. So I may be obedient to him and I may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me. So I truly want to delight myself in him. I truly want to walk in obedience to him. I truly want to do the will of God. I truly want to do my assignment each and every day that I get up and walk in obedience to what God has given me to do. I truly want to do that because I want to please God. Because I understand, like it says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 15, that these fights and these battles, the battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. And vengeance belongs to the Lord. I just know that we have to delight ourselves in Him. We have to trust Him. We have to believe. We have to have the faith to believe that God is fighting our battles. We have to have the faith to believe that God is for us. Because it tells us in Romans, if God be for us, who then can be against us? We have to trust that God is for us. We have to trust that we are His. You have to know whose DNA that you have. Like yesterday, they took my blood. And when they took my blood, the test wouldn't work, and I said, y'all want more? I said, y'all just want to know who DNA I have. I said, I got Jesus Christ's DNA. I said, I know that's why y'all want me to continue to keep on giving my blood. They laughed at me. We had a great time. But you know what? I know who I belong to now. Years and years ago, I didn't know that. Years and years ago, I didn't know how much He loved me. Years and years ago, I didn't know that if He went to the cross just for me, I didn't know that He would do that just for me. Years ago, I didn't think I was worthy to even call out His name. But I know it today. I know it. Because He paid it all for me, and He paid it all for you. You just got to know, and you have to delight yourself in Him. You got to call on Him when you need Him. You got to cast all your cares upon Him because He cared for you. You got to know that. You got to know that nothing you do will separate you from Him. If you don't want to be separated, we have to learn how to repent. And when we repent, we got to repent and turn and come out of it. God forbid if you repent and go right back into it. You got to ask Him to help you and to lead you in the way. And you have to ask Him to put the right people before you and around you that can help you. And you have to ask God to put you where you need to be in this season. I am proud to be a member of the Valley Kingdom with Apostle Wilson and Pastor Bear. I prayed and I prayed and I asked God to put me in a church that He wanted me in. And He finally gave me my church and gave me a new assignment. Pray unto Him, but I delighted myself in Him. I was seeking Him with my whole heart and mind. I was not seeking man for the answer because man didn't have the answer for me. And He put me where He wanted me to be. And I'm telling you, I feel good about it. I'm excited about my new church family. And I'm excited about serving the Lord. And I do, and I just want you to know that if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. That He has no prospective person. And if you just hold on to Him, He'll bring you through. He won't leave you. Even though it seems like you're all alone, you're never going to be left alone. Because He promised us never, never to leave us nor forsake us. And I'm here to tell you, on this August the 19th, 2017, all that I've been through, He has not left me. And to the darkest moments when I couldn't find nobody, no friends, when I couldn't even get my own family, God was right there. So I'm telling you to delight yourself in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Trust Him, because God's plan for your life, He has a plan for us. He had a plan for us before the foundation. We have to trust that. We have to believe that. We have to know that. We have to have the faith to believe that God is. And we have to know that He fights our battles. In Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight you. The Lord will fight for you, and He shall hold, and you shall hold your peace. We have to hold our peace while God fight our battles. Because God knows the beginning of the fight, and He knows the end of the fight, and He's the victory. He is going to win. You don't have to worry. If God is on your side, if you're in a battle, you don't have to worry about it. And even when the adversary comes, if God is giving you a ministry to, and he comes to try to block you and stuff, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the bends and the rope, everything that's going on. Don't worry about it. Because if God is for us, if God has ordained that, it will come to pass. If God has not ordained it, then that's when it goes to naught. If man ordained you, if man put you out, that's when it goes to naught. But if God did it, the devil and the hell can't stop nothing that God has put together. That's the way God is. God is a good God. God is a trusting God. And we must learn to wait patiently. patiently for him. Note how the believer's resource is repeatedly said to be in the Lord. We have to repeatedly stand still and know that he is God. We have to patiently, and that's the hardest thing you can do now. I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting. But I tell you, when I go ahead of him and I do it, I make a mess. And I delay the blessing because the mess got to be cleaned up, because God don't bless no mess. And if you want to know if it's mess, if it's not lining up with what the word of God is saying, then it's mess. It's not a blessing. If you're not doing what God said according to his word, according to his will, it's not of God. And I know you want to call me on it, but call me on it. Because we have to trust in what God says. God knows. God has set it up. God has a plan for us. And it's according to his way and his will, and it's in his word. You have free will to do anything you want to do, but if you want to please God, if you want to be talking and have a conversation with God and to live your life for God, you got to get in his word so you'll know what his word is, so you'll know when you're being spoken to. You'll know when the Spirit of the Lord is leading you. You will know that it's God directing yourself. Even when you're in the midst of a storm, even when you can't hear him, will you yet trust him? See, that's what I'm saying. This is what God requires of us, that we have to trust him. We have to have a faith in him that he's going to bring us out. We have to have a faith that we go to the refrigerator and we see that the refrigerator is empty. We have to have a faith that God is going to feed us some kind of way that day. We got to know that we need to cross the street, and we have blindfolded. We got to know that God is going to cross that street, that nothing, no harm or danger will come to us. That's just delighting yourself in the Lord. That's all it is, just delighting in him. And when you trust in him and you delight in him, everything comes out okay. I have like five things. It says trust in the Lord. Two, delight in the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. My God from Zion. Those are things that can anchor us down. That's why it's so important that we be in his word, that we know what his word is, so we can be anchored in the word. You have to get the word of God in you. You cannot be going with hearsay. You got to get in the word for yourself. You got to ask God to direct yourself. You got to ask God to give you what you need to make it through the season that you're going through. Sometimes this is the hardest thing for us to do, is waiting for the things. To wait for the things. You know, it's hard. You know it's hard when you're in a line. You be like, well, they come on. Oh, what's taking that lady so long? You know we get restless. And I know we get restless waiting on the Lord. Because we think that once we get on our knees and say, oh, boy, it should happen. We got like an instant microwave going on with it. Sometimes it don't happen like that because God is teaching you and taking you through the trials and through the fight. But what you have to do is stop and glorify him and let him know that you know that you know that it's him taking you through. You have to trust that. But the true faith is waiting in confidence that God is able to do what he has promised. That's what you got to have, the confidence and knowing that God can do and he's able to do whatever you have asked him to do. And in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform. If God said it, he will perform it. You do not have to worry about it. If God has stamped it, if God has called you to do it, if God has ordained you to do it, it shall come to pass. The devil and hell can't stop you. And God will give you the right people at the right season. But we have to get in his word, know his word, wait patiently for him, and have the confidence to know that he will bring everything out all right. In Isaiah 58:14, it says, then shall thy delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, that's a promise. God promised us that. But if you don't get it, if you don't ever go to Isaiah 58:14, you won't know that you have that promise over your life. Come on, believers. Come on now, because all this stuff that's going on in this world, we got to get connected back to the connector. It says, if my people, which was called by my name, now are you, whose name are you called by? Who are you working for? Whose kingdom are you helping? What strongholds are you pulling down? Come on now, y'all. Let's admire ourselves in the Lord and watch God do it for us. In Psalms 21 and 12, I'm sorry, 21 and 2, Thou hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withhold the request of his lips. Selah. God has given you the desire of your heart. He has not withhold that which you asked him to do. Some are asking for jobs. Some are asking for husbands. Some are asking for their kids to come home. Some are asking for healing. Whatever you're asking for, it's your desire. It's in the desires of your heart. God's not holding that back. Line up with him so you can receive the blessings of the Lord that add no sorrow to it. Because he will do just what he said. You got to trust that. Psalms 145 and 19, he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. Do you have any fear in God? Do you have any fear of God in you? He will also hear their cry and will save them. Fear God. Fear God. And when you fear God, that's the beginning of understanding. Fear him, and he will show you who he is. He will show you grace and mercy, because each morning we get new mercy. He will show you. He will be right there. You will feel the comfort of God holding you in the hollow of his hand. You just got to trust him. And in Psalms 55 and 22, it says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Are you the righteous? If you're the righteous, stand still and know that God is God. Stand still and know that he will bring you through all right. And when we stand still and know that he's God, God, it's no failing, God. I'm telling you, it's no failing him. And as we continue to go down these journeys that we're going down, walk in obedience. Pray each day, all day. You can always have a prayer in your heart. Go in your secret closet. You can be at work. Pray. Ask God. Cover your neighbor. Cover your family. Cover the people on the highway. If you see a person, just cover them. If God leads you to pray, pray. You don't have to get out your car. You can pray. You can send the prayer. God is that kind of God. See, when you're delighting yourself in him, you got power. He told us we would do greater things than him. You got to know that. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to be excited about doing the kingdom's work. We got to do it that we would make God will look down on us and give us a little smile. I heard one preacher say that. Say, God, you know what? Let us learn how to rejoice. Let us rejoice. Let us have joy way down inside of us. Let us want to please God and rather than man. Let us know that when we do what's pleasing to God, God is going to please you. You can't be God-given. Give yourself to God. Some say, I don't have no money. Give him yourself. If you continue to give him yourself, God will supply the financial needs. He will open the door for you. You're never going to be without because you got God's favor. And I'm telling you, God's favor won't. We got to learn how to exercise the things God has given us. We got to start trusting God. We got to stop trusting what the world is saying. Because he left us here to make this. He left us here. We're here, but this is not our land. This is not our country. We're going home. We got somewhere to go when we finish what we're doing here. We're left behind to do greater things than Jesus did. Come on, servants. Come on, servants. And if you don't have a servant's heart, start praying for a servant's heart and ask God to mature you. Pray and say, God, give me a servant's heart and mature me, Lord. Water me, Lord, that I may walk in obedience to what you want to do, that I may delight myself in you, Lord Jesus, that you will be pleased with what I do, Lord, that one day, Lord, when you see me, you will tell me that you are pleased with me, that I have been good and a good and faithful servant. And I've done everything that you have assigned to me in this land. And that's what we need to be concerned with today. We need to be concerned with not just our families, but be concerned with all of the families. Just like the lady said that with her daughter, she said that they took her life, but they did nothing but multiply it, made it more. And as my pastor, and we have this thing going on now saying, more than before. You would have more than before. And when you understand that, God is more than before. God is who he is. God is all in all. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing bigger than God. Nobody. Trust him and believe in him and know that he will bring everything out all right. And in my closing today, there's no failure in God. We have to understand that. The failure is in us, not in God. Ain't no failure in him. Because what God say, he performs what he says. And he will bring it to pass. That's why I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Seek him, and you will see. And that's why I like Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love him and call according to God's purpose. Who purpose are you called to? Ask yourself then. We must just be still. In Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We got to know that he is God. And I will bless you according to my will for your life. Yes, I have a plan for each one of my children. God already has a plan. He tells us in Jeremiah that he has a plan for us. But do we trust that he has a plan for us? We got to trust it. We got to move out the way, and we got to go with what God says. We got to go with what God says, even when it doesn't look like it's going to come to pass. We got to go with God says, because you know what? God is bigger than anything and anybody. God has the control over everybody. God has the control over my bosses. God has the control over every situation I will walk in. God see it before I see it. And that's what you have to know. You got to trust him no matter what. That's why you got to have the faith. That's why faith plays an important role. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You got to have the faith to believe that God is going to do just what he said. And he's not a God that he shall lie. And it will not come back void to you. If you trust him, and you delight yourself in the Lord, he will bring it to pass. I dare you to trust him. And some would say, well, I've been praying for so long. It's not the season for it. Pray and be about God's business. Ask God, what is it your assignment for today? What is it that I should be doing in this season, Lord? And Lord, I ask that whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me, God. Don't leave me out of it. Guide me, Lord. And guide me to help somebody along their way, Father God, as you help me. Because you do know that as I preach to you, I'm preaching to myself. So I'm asking God to allow me to continue to delight myself in him, to continue to trust in him, to continue to know that he's my best friend, continue to know that if I can't see him and I can't feel him, but yet I trust him. This is personal. Well, your relationship with God is personal. Your divine connection, it's got to be personal. Nobody can call out like I can for me. But I can pray for you too, but can nobody go to the throne of grace for me like I can? And that's for the grace and mercy. Remember that. So I thank you so much, and I pray that something was said in this message that will bless you along your way. Whenever it may come across, when you hear it, I pray that God will open you up, that you will receive what the servant of Jesus Christ has given to you. Take it. The table is spread. Whatever you need, take it. If you don't, leave it at the table. You know, that's the way God is. He gives us more than enough and some to lend. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. Father God, to thank you that you allow me to bring this word, Father God. To thank you, Father God, that you are almighty God. Thank you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are in full control, Father God. Thank you for your fresh anointing, Father God. You said in this time, Father God, that you will pour your spirit out on all of us, Father God. I'm asking, God, that you would do it and have thy own way, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for heaven and earth, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are the almighty God. Thank you that you reign in victory, Father God. Thank you that you are the El Shaddai, the almighty God. Thank you that you are in full control of every single thing and everything and everybody. Thank you, Father God, for all the blessings that added no sorrow. Thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. Thank you for anointing me to carry this word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as I always say, if you are out of the ark of Satan, if you're not in or have not, go to Romans 10 and 9 and confess and ask God to save you. Do the sinner's prayer. I do it all the time. When I hear it and they have someone else repeat it, I repeat it. Ask God and ask him to put you in a Bible-believing church filled with the Holy Ghost. And God will do that. And don't worry about where you are in this season. It doesn't matter because God already knows where you are. You just have to trust that God will do what he needs to do in you to bring you where he wants you to be. See, God don't have no perspective person. He uses whosoever he will. But do get up. It says, who is on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side, get up and return back to your Father. And get started on your assignment. And finish your journey. In Jesus' name. That's what you need to do. And as always, I say I am reachable at area code 708-715-4545. My email address is walkinginGodsPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. And you can always reach me. I am available for you. You can hit me on Facebook. You can hit me on Twitter. I'm not too comfortable with Instagram. I'm not doing that too cool. But you can always reach me on there. And I'm available. And, you know, and if you need to talk with me or if you just want to just go through and listen to the different recordings that I have from previous years, maybe something on there will bless you in the season that you're in right now. But I do thank you so much for stopping by, walking in God's purpose. And as always, I say, you know, let us love on purpose. Let us love one another. Let us have a kindness and mercy toward each other. Because if you can't love me, surely you're not loving the Father, because he is love. So loving me means that you are loving the Father. Caring for me means that you're caring. You have a caring spirit that God has given you. So I thank you. And in all thy ways, acknowledge God. And watch God make a difference in our life. And I thank you so much. And just get a little bit of joy in your heart. And as I get ready to go off, because you know this joy is this song has been working with me for a while. And they sung it at church Sunday. Oh my God, my God comes out. And they sung that song. Did they sing this song? I was in seventh heaven. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to close out with the song. And then I hope that it blesses your spirit as well as it has blessed me. And thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory for all that I do. God bless you.
I'm feeling your joy.
special announcement for the Valley Kingdom. We are having a back-to-school thing for our children that they're going back to school. It is going forward today at 9 o'clock. They have a lot of things going on out there, and they will be at the location at 5300 West 151st Street in Oak Forest, Illinois. Why don't you step by and go by and take your kids and see the fun and just have a good time out there and get blessed so your kids can get maybe some school supplies, because you do know that it takes a village to raise a child. And this is with the Apostle H. Daniel Wilson and also with Pastor Bear Wilson, you know, our mother of the church. You know what, our spiritual mother. So go out there and have a good time. And they have doctors and everything. You know, go out there. If you have a need, go. If you can't afford to get to the doctor, go out there while this service is being supplied. You know what? God bless you. And thank you. Special announcement.